Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello. It's Private Talk with Alexis Texas, and we are back, and we are here at AVN. We have a special episode. I'm really, you know, you're honored for me to be here, but I'm honored that you're here.
You're not honored.
Well, I am honored. I mean, you're a little excited. I like it. It's cute for you. Yeah. But Private Talk, we have Ryan Pownall.
Where's my camera? Right here?
Yes.
It's an honor. Yeah.
Pillow Talk podcaster over here. I like the name. Pillow Talk is great. I like Pillow Talk 90 Day. It's a little different, but you know, I will be a guest on your show.
Oh, it's an honor. Because I've asked.
See, like, I made it official because I couldn't tell you that, and then I couldn't be a woman of my word. So now here, Private Talk heard it. Now we're going to do it. We're going to quiz you. We're going to learn all the fun stuff about it. I want to hear.
You're almost better at posting podcasts than you are at porn.
Hey.
You're really good. Thank you. I already said you're intimidating. Now I'm scared shitless. But for a fact, I came here as a super fan, degenerate chronic masturbator. We're talking 4,000 wanks.
4,000 only? I'm appalled. It should be way more than 4,000.
Well, I mean, sometimes I can't get
how long have you been watching my porn? I know you've said that I haven't, you know, to the T knew exactly when
yeah,
I
August 22nd, 2017. We miss you. We miss you dearly.
We miss you.
Yeah. Okay, but we've been throwing it back to the 4th of July. And as a Canadian, I don't even support 4th of July. But now I do.
Hey, when
now I do.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
That's
you know?
Right.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
So you say you're one of my number one fans. Who's, you said your top three?
So Mia Malkova is my number one. No offense, no disrespect.
Okay.
But I know you guys are tight.
Okay, yes.
You know,
I mean, I've been, you know, in her. I've been on all around her.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a really long time, but yes.
She's doing well.
She's okay.
She sends her best.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Tell her I said hi.
Mia's my number one all time, most jerks.
Okay.
Number two, Alexis Texas. Number three, Jessa Rhodes.
So how do you rate this thing? Like, is it just because you just like the, you know, blondes, big ass? How did Mia get to number one? Is it more because you know her now? So is it winking more impersonal? Like, is it, you know, what's your ranking system based off of?
You know what? Okay. I go on Pornhub and I go, now I'm paying.
Okay.
Because I didn't
There's
know.
There's a real science to this, Ryan. Okay. I'm down for the breakdown. I'm okay.
I didn't
Let
know
me
that.
Get comfortable here at Private Talk. Give
Pornhub is a pirated website.
I know.
We
I'm
don't.
Clearly aware.
I didn't know that y'all don't fucking support it. And now you... Now the some are, some aren't, and it's like, whoa, we don't like them. Oh, but they sent me merch. Whoa.
It is very weird because I feel like it comes to the point where people don't know the politics of porn and
exactly.
the adult industry. So there was a time that, you know, pirating was a bad thing, just like it is for anything, whatever. So things also switch hands and things get bought out. And then
people don't know this.
And people wash their hands and everybody's, you never. But I think that their model also changed, even though it's still the same thing. But they also gave back to the performers.
Yeah.
And so therefore, in a sense, made it fair
They're
or
apologizing.
Right. And therefore, you know, we slap it a handshake and here we are.
And they also gave you, what, 10 billion views, Alexis Texas?
I mean, I don't really know the numbers, but you tell me.
9.6 billion.
Okay.
Terry, please fact check that.
Are you a statistician?
No, but I know all about you, baby girl. All about you. So I go on the hub. Now I do browsers because I feel bad watching pirated porn.
Okay. Well, you won't find me there a lot.
You know, but I do browsers. I have Bang. I do Wanks VR, Bedoink VR. Jules Jordan. I like Jules Jordan. Their quality is great. You have about 7 subscriptions. I don't want to do free porn anymore.
So do you have OnlyFans subscriptions or do you only do the big companies?
So I sub to 58 girls on OnlyFans. You know, I spend a good 30% of my salary on porn.
So chronic masturbator, you said you said it already, you own it, you know, there's a lot of awareness there. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
How many times a day does chronic masturbating get to that number? How many times can you bank it out?
Yeah. So people say, oh, I have a girlfriend now. I don't need to jerk off. Shut up. Shut your fucking whore mouth because I jerk off ways. Twice a day. Even if me and baby girl, I have a girlfriend now.
Okay.
My girl Brie, love her dearly. Even if we go fucking rounds, I took a Cialis. She's okay. Looking naughty. You know, she's feeling it. She's ovulating,
are
whatever.
Are you taking Cialis because you wanted to be like primed and ready to go? Or are you because you come quick? Like, why are you taking Cialis? You're a young man. You should be strong, long, all the way dong. Why are you taking Cialis?
Why does Arnold Schwarzenegger do steroids?
I don't know. I'm not talking to you. Because
he wants to
you.
Be jacked.
Okay. You want to be...
He wants to do his best
you
performance.
You want a porn star fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, go
why ahead. Did Donovan Bailey use steroids? Why did Barry Bonds use steroids?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Why did Lance Armstrong use steroids?
Why do I take Cialis? I want to know what your dick is doing, and I want to know what's happening in these situations. Now, go.
Okay. Well, I'm not getting tested like Lance Armstrong.
Okay.
But he's winning all the Tour de France's.
You're fucking up.
But he needed that to get the extra to give a good performance.
Okay.
I know when I'm having sex. You fucked Ryan last night. How was it?
Okay.
I'm making the group chat. I want a good review.
So you like the validation. You're telling people what it is.
Yes, I'm very insecure about my performance. Because girls now are ranking every... It gets out.
Who are these girls that you're fucking that they have a group thread that there's a ranking system?
Of course. Every time people have sex, how was it?
Are you fucking the same circle of people? Like, what is going on in this
cesspool? It's worse for me, Ryan with the sex podcast. How is he actually in bed? Everyone wants to know. So if I don't give a good performance, show's over, and I lose all my credibility.
Okay, so Cialis I don't just take you. Okay, blue chews.
I take Cialis, I take Viagra, I take heart attacks. It's part of the game, baby.
Okay, I like it.
Yes.
So we're going to sure win.
That's right.
What would you say is unique about you, besides your chronic masturbation situation? That's very unique.
A lot of people think I'm retarded, and I know that word is not to be said anymore.
Okay. But why do you feel that way? Because you just say what you think. I feel like there's a lot to be told where not having a filter could be good or bad. But I feel like if you're not doing anything harmful and that's how you truly are, then you're who you are.
Okay. Here's what's unique about me. And you can ask this with all your industry friends. I don't try to fuck guests. I don't flirt with guests. I don't hit on guests. Contrary to popular belief, everyone thinks I'm this big fuck boy. Ryan, oh, he's a sex pod guest. He fucks it. All he does is fuck porn stars. Though I'm humbled that people think that about me, I don't try to hit on them. That's what separates me. All these girls, you know, people say, oh, we have a porn star on the show today. Yeah, we should try to fuck her. They try to flirt with you, this and that. I'm the good guy. I'm the Canadian. That's why they all like me. They say, go with Ryan. He's nice.
You're in for the long haul, the long game.
I'm unique. I'm not a creep.
Okay.
Dudes are weird, bro. I hate dudes. I don't hang out with guys. Guys suck. Every guy, oh, yeah, I want to fuck Lux. Shut up. Yeah, she came here to fuck my friend watching a podcast.
Hey, you know, people have dreams.
People really think that just because you guys do porn, you're going to fuck everyone like in the bathroom. You fucking loser.
You mean I don't?
I don't know, Alexis, Texas.
I'm appalled. No. No, I get what you're saying. There's a stigma. There definitely is. And I think that it's great to have people like yourself if you're, are really advocating for those things. But how many people have you actually, how many porn stars have you ever knocked down? Because you have fucked some. You say you may not want to, but sometimes that's attractive for a female because they're like, oh, he doesn't want it, but I'm going to make him want it. And like you said, they may want to know what the sex podcast man, what he's working with.
Right.
So how many have been on your tally? Because I know you're a numbers man, so you have to know. Don't bullshit me. Don't bullshit me. This is private talk, so give me what I want, Ryan.
Six.
Can I hear the ranking system of that?
Well.
Can I be on this group chat of where are we at?
Here's how it happened.
You're speechless. I'm surprised. That takes a lot for you.
Six. But never a guest on the show.
Okay.
That's the rule.
All right.
Because I don't want it to be like, don't go, like.
So you fucked them before they got on your show.
The idea is, look, the new girls, they worship Alexis Texas, right?
They do.
You're their god. It's like a new pop singer looking at Bieber.
Okay.
The king of the industry, queen of the industry, if you will. I'm Ryan Seacrest interviewing Bieber. New little pop star thinks Ryan Seacrest is cool. So the younger, newer ones, they flirt with me a lot. So sometimes I give in.
So what's the ranking system on your six?
Who is the best? Ashley Skies.
Ashley Skies?
Yeah.
Repeat offend?
One time.
You're like, that one? Love that time.
She's a good one.
So what is your Pornhub search history?
Alexis Texas. Alexis Texas, bubble butt. Alexis Texas, Mia Malkova, July 4th. Mia Malkova, anal. Mia Malkova, bubble butt. Mia Malkova, oily bubble butt scene. Jessa Rhodes, 2016.
Are you masturbating all at the same time? That whole night, is that one session and then you end with the one? Or are we, is this a breakdown of a week for you?
So I You know, I see what the Hub is offering me. By the way, their AI is better than Instagram's. You know, you talk about, I need a new bed, and then all of a sudden you're getting all these bed ads. Pornhub's AI is even crazier. I'm just thinking about your booty right now. If I open my phone, it's going to be Alexis Texas takes two dicks up her ass. Not saying you've done that. Have you done that?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one who knows my... You told me it was for you.
You always kept it quite classy.
Yeah. No dick. No two dicks in my
ass. But anyways, the recommendations are very impressive.
Okay.
I'm like...
So they're like inside your brain or your dick at this point. You know, like, they know what's going to make you come.
You know what, Mr. Hub? Good suggestion. You've done it again. And it's different stuff. I'm like,
oh, you send him a Christmas card? Because, I mean, at this point, you should give him something back.
We should. I'll do two pages. Hottest videos, blah, blah, blah. Not much of an amateur guy. I like good quality production.
You just like the amateur girls.
Yeah. Okay. No, I like a respectable, you know, good performance. Yeah.
Okay.
Amateur girls. First of all, amateur people, way too much of the POV zoomed in on the dick and vagina. Who's jerking off to that? Who is jerking off to a close-up of a dick and a vagina?
It's because they're letting their husband or boyfriend film them. They've never filmed ever before, and this rookie, is what's happening.
Rookie.
Some people like...
Nobody is like, oh, wow, we're really zoomed in now. Cool.
So it definitely made you limp at that point, because you obviously watched it.
It could be anyone's dick and vagina. It could be your parents at that point.
Well, that's weird, but all right. I mean...
You need the girl's face. And then also amateur porn, where it's like, oh, yeah, we do porn, but I don't put my face. Well, I'm not fucking watching that.
So
cool body, bro.
You know all these statistics. You know how those things. Do you actually make your own videos? Because at this point, you know the direction of what you want to see. So you must have some home videos.
Not too big a coward.
Too big of a coward?
No.
But it could be for your personal preference. I feel like
I have made home.
You have done it. Yes, I'm like, you can't say that without, you were too creative of a person and your mind wanders. You're trying to be like, wait, I know the right angle. Let me be a director.
Yeah. I feel like I could honestly be one of the best porn directors in the world because I'm obsessed with porn.
Okay.
I just signed a deal with Bang, bang.com.
Okay.
I went on their sets. I did behind the scenes comedy content.
Okay.
Now I get it. Now I see how it's done. I was working with Chris, if you know him, and then our boy, Pat Mine.
Okay.
You ever work with Pat Mine?
Bart? I have.
Learned a lot from Bart, boy.
Okay.
Now I'm really starting to think maybe I want to become a porn director.
Okay. What would be your porn name?
Ryan Texas.
That's
right.
Baby. You have to have Miss Texas's permission after that. You know, you have to be into the Texas family. You know.
You know, Alexis Texas. I do on my show rate all the porn stars' names because that's such a fun part about becoming a porn star is picking the name. And I say the GOAT name in porn, Alexis Texas.
Oh, it is. I'm honored. I appreciate that, Ryan.
It is. You're very. And we say that, Terry. Am I lying?
We have this is fact. We do fact checked. It's right. It's
the
true.
GOAT name, Alexis GOAT. Texas.
I love
some
that.
Girls, I'm like, what are you doing? You could have picked anything. You went with that.
Pick a name that you felt that way about.
The one that Kieran Lee said today, his favorite porn star ever. Espenza. I'm like, bro, we don't even know how to say
that's
it.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Make it a little easier to Google, you know?
So what would yours be? Not Ryan Texas. Is it one of those things you take, like, your first pet and the street name? Like, you know, what's it fun?
I think baby boy would be funny.
Baby boy?
Yeah.
Would you get it tattooed on you so you know it's real?
You know what I will do?
What?
Did you know that I said to someone, because look, I have Adriana Lima here tattooed on my hand.
Okay.
And this is when Pillow Talk was very small. And I said, you get us Alexis Texas. I think I told someone to tell you this. Did you get this message?
I haven't heard this message, but I'm intrigued.
I said, I'll get Alexis Texas face on my left hand. I'm a lefty, by the way.
Oh.
Which means I jerk off with his hand.
If
she comes and does our show as our first porn star, we didn't have a porn star yet, I'll get her hand tied here. Did you get that message?
I didn't. I would have ran immediately. Oh. You know? But so what's going to take for you to actually get my face on it now?
You get Pillow Talk's lips logo tattooed. Do you have tattoos?
I have no tattoos, and that's no chance ever happening.
No tattoos?
None.
I should know that.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know. A lot can happen in 6 years.
That's true. But if you were subscribed to anybody's OnlyFans, it should be mine if you're really a fan.
What are you showing on OnlyFans?
You should check it out and find out. I can't tell you. I will. Maybe one of those free subscriptions, you can check it out and all this big booty needs.
I will.
When's the last time you had sex? Have you been out here in AVN getting some sex and all this craziness? There's fetish stuff going on. Girls are walking around in sexy outfits.
I just got a girlfriend.
Okay.
First time in 4 years. We're 2 months
Congratulations.
In.
Congratulations.
She is a supermodel, one of the hottest girls in the world. She's so out of my league. And the joke at AVN is that, what is she doing with Ryan? She's that hot. She's just really.
So she's here with you.
Yes.
Does she, what does she think of all the madness? She, is she in the industry? Like, no. Because I feel like you also have to have a strong female that's going to appreciate you, what you do.
Yeah, she doesn't really appreciate it at all.
So she's jealous.
No, she's like, really? Really? This is what you obsess over, jerking off? Like, come on. I'm like, yeah, baby. I love it.
You love it.
Like, sometimes, you know, she'll walk in the room. I have my VR set on. You know, she doesn't like it.
Does she ever get jealous of when you're, because you said you're a chronic masturbator, so you want to jerk off a lot. Does she get mad?
So now she's starting to send me a lot of nudes. Like, if you're going to do it, if you have to jerk off so much, do it to me.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
So you're not going to watch Alexis Texas anymore?
I had a friend recently tell me, hey, jerking off to your girlfriend is like going to a car dealership and test driving your own car.
Okay.
Good point.
Good point.
So every now and then I go to the car dealership and I test drive the G-Wagon.
G-Wagon.
I go try the Urus.
You're hilarious. If you could change jobs, would you? And what would it be?
Oh, and last night. We had sex last night.
Okay. Yeah. I like that for you.
Thank you. Change jobs?
You had to, at least before you came about to Alexis, Texas. You can't come to the
show. You know, it's been a couple months for you.
With a like, loaded thing.
It's been a couple months for us.
Oh, for us?
Our time.
Oh, I like that.
If you want to tell me.
You don't know my sex life. What are you what are you putting on me?
When is the last time you had sex?
This is my show, not yours. Maybe when I get on your show and you put my face on your hand over there, maybe I'll tell you.
This is why you're intimidating. You just put me in my fucking place. I am scared to death.
You like that? So would you change jobs?
Yeah, I'd like to be a porn director.
A porn director.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'd be great at it.
What would your first movie title be?
That's good. Well, how about this? Do you know who Kazumi is?
Yes. She was on the my podcast.
She was?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good friends with Kazumi.
She's great.
She is obsessed with producer Terry.
Ooh, Terry.
Producer Terry.
Did you hit it, Terry?
So, it's been an ongoing joke.
He's like, I don't know.
Kazumi says, I want to fuck Terry because Terry has a randomly 10-inch dick.
Okay. Why is it random?
Because he weighs 90 pounds. So
he's all dick then? Is this what
all dick.
Does that intimidate you?
That's my boy. I'm proud of him. Yeah. So Kazumi, she came to film in Toronto. She goes, I want to fuck producer Terry. And then we have a video that went viral, 10 million views of her trying to fuck him and him saying no because he had a meeting. That blew up. And now it's this thing that Terry going to fuck Kazumi.
Was this meeting really important? That
it was. It was for Rolling Loud.
Okay.
He shot
Rolling
Loud.
So you would still turn her down if it was the same situation now?
Busy, I would have probably done it.
No, but if you had to redo that situation, would you still deny it?
If I had a meeting, yes.
Okay.
So now
to the businessman, smart man.
Yeah. But now AVN, everyone's talking because producer Terry gonna fuck Kazumi. It blew up. Then Kazumi posted this video today. Let me pull it up quick.
So this is in real time. This isn't like
this is happening.
Month. This is like now.
Yes.
I'm like so.
Yeah. It's the best. Here we go.
Terry's getting fucked this weekend.
Producer Terry.
Here we go.
Hey, producer Terry, I'm tired of these games. And if you want to fuck me, meet me in my room at 11 a.m. or else you're gay.
So tomorrow, 11 a.m., producer Terry's fucking Kazumi.
Can we watch?
He doesn't want it filmed.
I didn't say we could film it. I just said, can we watch?
Up to you.
I heard the giggles. I'll ask again. Have you ever been a cuckold?
No. Have you?
I mean, kind of.
Why?
I mean, it's a thing. People like to get cuckolded.
I can't believe
that. I don't get like off to it, but I've participated and I'm a horny sexual person.
Really?
But I mean, I would more be in the thing and not really being a cuckold. But like porn.
I can't believe that shit. What a fucking loser.
Hey, I just said you could watch doesn't mean I never participated is what I said.
No, like, not you. You're not a loser, babe. I would never say
I didn't
that.
Think you said I was a loser. You're talking about the guy that I was fucking would be the loser that made me
watch.
The
guy in the cage.
Who's being in a cage?
No.
No, the cuckold could only be me watching the person have sex, but I'm not in it, and I'm masturbating and things. I don't need to be in a cage.
Okay, Peep and Tom version, not as bad.
I'm like, what cage have you been put in that you...
I met this couple recently. They told me about a cage. They have a dog cage. One of the, you know, the husband goes in there, rapist walks in, kicks the door in, get the fuck in the cage, throws him in the cage, then he rapes the wife. Oh. And he's in the cage going, no, let me out. That's my wife.
Oh, see, that's advanced cuckolding. I didn't go that route.
Guess
that's
who pays it? Guess who likes it? The guy in the cage.
Oh, I know. I've been a porn star for a very long time. I don't know if you know this, Ryan.
I know. But that guy is a fucking weirdo. What are you doing?
He's probably one of your friends. That's the sad part.
It's weird. I do have weird friends.
I'm sure one of your friends likes to be caged up. He probably might want to tell you because you may make fun of him.
It's true.
People have weird fetishes, you know?
I think about that a lot. Which one of you sick fucks are the ones ordering this weird shit on OnlyFans? Are the ones going in the cages?
What is your fetish besides big asses? I know you like big asses and blondes. That's a thing. But what is like a dirty fetish? Like, you know,
I like to have my ass licked.
Okay. All the time. Or is it like a go-to to make you come before? You're just...
If I can't come and I get the legs up, gooch lick, ass lick,
jerk. So you're like doing the whole Jan sport thing. You put your legs back and you're holding your legs.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every time.
Me and Bree don't do that.
Who do you reserve this ass licking for? Is it like girls that you're not like relationship worthy? Wouldn't you want to do it with Bree? Because you want to make your relationship healthy.
I'm scared to ask her.
Just put your legs back.
We're still so new.
Just put your legs back and see how it whirls. And then if she's like, what are you doing? Be like, oh, sorry, I was stretching.
Honestly, that's a good fucking idea.
See where it goes.
Yeah, okay.
Go to the shower first. Don't just come out of AVN and just be like, hey, after the awards, you're going to be like.
I'll try that tonight.
Hey, tell me how it happens.
Okay.
I want to know.
Do you like licking guys' asses, by the way?
For me, if I'm with like my part, like a partner that like I want to please my partner. So if you're into it, I'm into it. Yeah. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not just licking ass all day. Like, no, I like my ass eaten.
Yeah, you do.
It's like it's fun for everybody.
I can tell if a porn star likes what she's doing or not. I look in their eyes.
I'm a very eye fucking person.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna know. You're gonna remember why I came and what I'm doing here for.
Yeah. You like having your ass eaten.
That's why
you say it.
That's why you're intimidated by it.
Eat my ass. You say it.
You looked into these eyes while you were coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See? You've been here before. Is there anything you regret saying no to?
Oof. Wow.
Wow. Speechless again, man.
That's a good question. You know what? I wish I tried drugs a little earlier in my life.
Okay.
You know, I was all...
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. You're not old by any means. There's still time for anything you want to dabble in. I don't suggest it, but...
You know, I only tried Molly and ketamine and all that recently, and they're fucking awesome. So I regret all my whole life being like, say no to drugs. No, no, no. I only drink. Dude, drinking sucks. Drugs are awesome. I wish I wasn't such a fucking... I wish I would try drugs earlier.
Is there anything that you want to try? Have you ever taken a pill without knowing what it was?
I haven't tried acid yet. And I'd like to, I told Bree on our 1 year anniversary, I'd love to go to like, you know, Joshua Tree or something and just do a fuck ton of acid together, really get to know each other.
Romantic.
Naked, look at the stars. So
sounds like a good romantic date.
Yeah. Not that I'm a drug addict. Coachella though. Had some fun.
Who do you go to for advice?
You know what? Adam Wilkes, our mutual friend.
Okay. I love Adam.
Adam Wilkes. He's a smart fucker.
He is.
And he's always high.
Hey, that's how you think clearly.
Are you high right now?
Duh.
So you smoke all day too?
I mean, when it's necessary.
That's crazy.
Do you want to smoke right now? You said you can't talk.
I turn into a
weirdo.
I need
you to talk on my talk, you know.
Exactly. I turn into a fucking loser. But Adam Wilkes, I call him all the time. I say, bro, producer Terry's video quality is getting so good. He's asking for a raise and he deserves it, but I'm poor.
What do I do?
What do I do?
I like that. He's a good person to go and get advice.
Adam Wilkes. And my dad, Tom Pownall.
Okay.
Genius.
Genius?
Yeah. We love Tom. Tom loves you too.
Shout out to Tom. Do you watch porn with your dad?
No, but you know, I think him and my mom fuck a lot.
To my porn?
I don't know if they watch porn, but I think they're really sexually active.
Have you ever walked in on them fucking?
Like 7 times.
Did they stop?
Yeah, they pretended they were. I remember the last time I was 29. My mom goes, We were hugging, Ryan. We were hugging. Like,
so they're still getting it in.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's where you get your healthy sex drive.
I think so. They sleep in opposite beds.
Okay.
So I think my dad pumps her and dumps her. It just scooches on over down the hall. You know?
I mean... Pumps her and dumps her.
It's a good thing.
I mean, you were born, so.
Shoots it and boots it. See him, huh? And people think my parents are so happy because they sleep in opposite beds. They wake up, they're excited to see each other.
What is the reason that they sleep in separate beds?
My mom has insomnia.
Okay.
But they wake up. Hey!
Is that something that you would want to do with your partner, or?
No, you know, I like to be big.
I know. I have no idea, Ryan.
I like to be small spooned.
You're a small spoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Are you ever the big spoon, or you take turns, or you're only small spooning it?
We'll start like this, and I'll say, really, I love you, baby. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. I do say this shit.
Are you one of those people who like tells a girl you love him like the first date?
Yeah. In fact, I am.
Hopeless romantic. I love it.
Yeah, with Bree, she met my parents. We flew to do a family trip together.
A month in. Yeah. I mean, is this something that is like you do all the time, or is it because you felt she was like special?
She's special.
Okay.
Do you have a boyfriend, by the way?
I do not. I'm single.
Wow. Yeah. Who do you date and see and like?
You get to ask questions at the end. Okay. Take your turn.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But dating is, I mean, obviously with you being the podcast and it's an adult podcast, people like either assume a lot of things or because I've been in the business, they also feel like.
They're all scared to death of you too.
I feel like I'm very intimidating and not that it's, you know, intentional, but you know, I'm just a strong personality, but I know what I like. So I feel, you know, sometimes it is hard to date. But I'm also like one of those people who is organic. I can't go on dating apps because of what I do. I feel like people think it's a catfish.
You're not a porn star. You're a celebrity.
Well, I appreciate you.
You know, you're like an A-list celebrity, but an A-list celebrity that was a porn star. It's like there's a few of you. There's like Mia Khalifa, Lana Rhodes, Alexa Texas. You guys are celebrities that were porn stars.
Well, I feel like it's also, you know, being at this show, not AVN, like, and seeing how, you know, this is the first time that's been in 3 years. So it is very different. And seeing everybody again is very refreshing, but it is also very different in those senses. We had the conversation of there isn't a lot of stars. There's, you know, porn girls, but like there's the star power of what it is very rare these days. And you know, there's the Angela Whites and, you know, Bella's and all the, you know, the Brazzers booths, but it's not as big as it once was. It's more
when you guys were
webcams
just, whoa,
and because I mean, before, even, you know, going from a Venetian to now doing at Resort World, which is great, and I feel like it's good space, but it's just a lot smaller of a capacity. And I think nowadays, because there are so many conventions from Exoticas and all the, you know, Expos and all this stuff too, I just feel like it's not as big as it once was, but I see this is the progression though, going back to where it is. Because again, people, it was online last time. It wasn't, for going back,
online.
I think it was the testing of whatever, but I think that the world's opening back up. People are, you know, feeling more comfortable coming out and doing stuff. So I feel like the progression, like next year, will be even bigger as well. And
you didn't even want to walk through it, eh?
I did walk through it yesterday.
And was it like, it was Bieber walking through Toronto?
I mean, I don't know how that feels because I'm not him, but I feel
it was banana sandwich, right?
It was cool. It's just the layouts is a lot different, and it's spread out a little bit more. And I just feel like I was looking for more bigger actions of things. But
I remember someone, they were like, we were about to film something or something. We're about to interview someone, and he goes, "Wait! We just heard Alexa Texas here. Remember yesterday?"
I like that. I heard the whispers. You know, I walked.
Alexa Texas is here. Alexa Texas.
I walked one of those things, but. Who was one of your celebrity crushes growing up? Not porn related.
Adriana Lima is tattooed twice on me.
Okay.
Once here and once here. She's so beautiful. And I love that she waited till marriage to lose her virginity.
Have you ever met her?
No.
What would you do if you met her?
I'd be like, hey, oh my God, look. That's all I got. Oh my God, look. I joke that if I ever went to prison, 25 years solitary confinement.
She'd be with you?
I'd be good.
Well, if you got me on either side, then you'd have two of us.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, shake it.
It's done.
When can I see it?
We could do it today.
How many tattoos do you have?
I got full covered here.
So you're full. I was like, because I'm like, I have none. So I'm like, that's a big commitment.
I'll do
I was
it.
Like,
do you think Bree will get upset, my girlfriend? Probably. But you know.
For the cause.
This is the hand I do finger.
You know, I've been with you longer than Brie, to be quite honest. You know, if we want to talk about it, you know.
It's true. It's true.
And I will probably be, I don't want you to like any expectations, but I'll probably be there after too. You know, I'm probably going to be with the death of you at this point.
It's true. You've made me come more times than Brie.
Hey, you know, she's still.
She's
Brie,
watching
we love
this.
You, Brie.
She's,
Brie,
you're
we love
breaking
you.
Up with me right now.
No, we're not. We're going to hope for the best. We want you to stay around for a long time. She's not the family, you know. She's like, you know.
Brie Stern.
Brie Stern. Yeah. But yeah, consider it. Need it. We already shaked on
I'm
it.
I'm down. I'll do
you
it.
You already shook on it. You can't take it back.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the Canadian way.
True that. True that, Mrs. Texas.
Do you have a sex playlist? Or are you just straight to the point? Do you have some like slow jams? What are you fucking to?
What a great question. Okay. Glad you asked that. Of course, we went through the weekend. Cliche. Clichéest answer ever. Typical. Miguel, the weekend R&B. I'm done with that shit. You know who Suicide Boys are?
Not.
I'm going to play for you.
Okay.
This is what I'm fucked
scared.
To
I'm
now.
Like, I'm scared.
The best sex music ever. Oh, my God. It just came on once, and I said, this is it. This is how I get down.
So do you only listen to him now, or them, or what is this, a group, or one person?
This is what I do now, yeah.
This is what I do now.
And I like Rufus Du Sol.
Okay.
When we're, like, with my girlfriend, with Bree, it's like, I just want to treat you better.
You're singing while you're fucking?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Interesting.
But, like, you know, back when I was doing One Night Stands, you know, I'm getting excited.
The ones you're telling you love you just met 5 seconds ago.
The best.
Are you fucking to the rhythm? Okay. Not bad.
Right here, go down. Right on the beat drop. And I do it by parts of the song. There's two guys. Then when Scrim comes back on, he goes. Perfect.
I feel like you have like a mirror close by where you're fucking, because I feel like you like to look at yourself while you're doing these
things. Disgusted. And I punch way up, you know, above my league. You know, I don't know how I get it, but I look at myself. I go, how did you fuck that girl last night? Like, I'm telling you, people don't understand why Bree's dating me.
Why do you think she's dating you?
I'm funny.
Charming.
That's my favorite.
What's the weirdest date you've ever been on before Bree?
Ooh.
Changing her name already.
Yeah. Date. Weirdest date. That's a good one. Oh, okay. How about this?
Let me have it.
I flew a girl all the way from Toronto to Vancouver. What was her name? Kaylee. Not, no. Yeah. Anyways, I flew a girl. 2 months of dirty talking.
Okay.
Baby girl. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that to you.
Are you a dick, like, pick sending person back and forth? Or was it just verbal text?
You want to know my move?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. If a girl's really sending me a lot of nudes,
okay,
then I'll, this is like a little weird, but at this point we're really going hard with nudes.
Okay.
I'll send a video. I'll airdrop the nudes to my MacBook.
Okay.
And I'll send a video coming to their nude.
Oh, romantic.
Right?
Yeah.
They know it's for them. It's not just a dick pic.
Is that like a chronic masturbating like skill? Because I made you're trying to make your cum special for them? Does it?
Yes. I made that one up.
Okay.
And now dudes are using it and they're saying, oh.
And they're not giving you credit? Are you upset?
No, they're saying, dude, I did it last night. It worked. Yeah. Oh, they love it.
You're starting a movement.
It's a good move because now the girls are like, wow, he got freaky.
He got freaky.
Now guess what? The next nudes are fucking fire. So I was doing this shit with this girl from Whitby, Ontario. And then I fly her all the way to LA. 2 months of talking, though. Can't wait till you get here. You're going to do this.
Anticipation is crazy.
Oh, too much almost, you know?
You're pre-coming before she gets off the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. She arrives. I didn't know it was her.
Oh.
The biggest catfish ever. And she was coming for 10 days.
But did she come up to you and you're like, who the fuck are you? Like, how do you, like.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
And she's like, hi, babe.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's me. I'm like, ooh.
Did you commit?
This is you. That's not you. Who are you? And it was like awkward. And she's like, it really weird vibes. So then she crossed her arms all night. And I'm not talking to her.
So you still brought her with you?
Yeah, because we flew her down.
Okay.
You know, but.
You're getting your money's worth.
She came from the airport to the bar we at. We're at Barney's Beer. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought you were at the airport, and I'm like, this is already awkward. You can go back where you came from. I don't know.
This is Barney's Beanery. She brings her luggage, and then she brings her luggage. We went to hide. We stayed out because she arrived at like midnight, you know? And then we get home, and I'm like, I can't do it. Because she really wasn't good looking, you know?
So, was she all over you? Was there any chemistry? Were you trying to make it work? Were you just really upset?
She had her arms crossed all night.
The whole time.
Yeah, just fucking. And I was like, ugh, you know?
And you're about to lean next to her.
Yeah. So then we go home, and my dick is like half because I can't do it.
So yeah, this wouldn't work.
I didn't have any this time. Yeah. So she leaves my room and she goes and fucks my roommate.
Oh.
And that's got to be the worst date ever. Like, imagine I had 2 months of build up. I fly her out and she fucks my roommate.
And she didn't even want to fuck you, but you thought you were not wanting to fuck her. And the joke's on you. You paid for a flight and your roommate got fucked.
Yes.
Joke's on you, buddy.
That's a true story, right, Terry? Yeah. Like, that all happened.
What happened the next morning? Was it awkward with your roommate, or she just came back?
He was
back?
Like, thanks, bro. Pussy's pussy, huh? You know?
Have you ever fucked one of his guests?
No, see, I'm fucking...
Did you get fucked back? Or what?
I'm so respectful. Fucker? And that's what I don't like. That's why I hate guys.
Okay.
Dudes are always, you know, every time I'm with a girl...
It's always about their own
Your
net.
Friend's DMing me or your friend is hitting on... Fuck off, everyone. Fuck off. Jesus Christ. I don't text anyone.
Who hurt you, Ryan? You need a hug.
His name is... Should I say it?
Say it.
Dark hurt me.
What?
Dark hurt me.
Dark? You're not dark. This is light. Thanks about me. Thank God that you're here with Miss Texas. I'm here to, you know, erase all those dark things and get you out of that place.
Thanks, Alexis.
You're
Texas.
Welcome. You know, I will give you a bill at the end of this. Don't you worry. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans? You're a porn fan yourself. You like the Pornhub searching. There was all this free information. What is your thoughts on OnlyFans and those types of platforms?
Okay, the big debate that girls are having now, girls are doing porn on OnlyFans. Good for them. That's great. But half of them say, I'm a porn star. Half of them say, I'm not a porn star. I do BG content on my OnlyFans, but I'm not a porn star. Okay, first of all, you're a porn star. Okay? Bang.com is selling a video of you fucking. You're selling to yourself fucking. You're doing porn.
So if you've done porn once, you're porn forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then the word star, right? Look, you say fuck off. You did one little porn, but you're not a porn star. You're a sex worker. So people need to categorize that. But the big debate is girls are all, no, if I fuck for free on, you know, Brazzers or Pornhub or whatever, no one's going to come pay for my videos. The dumbest thing in the world.
I'm like, who's fucking for free?
I mean, the videos are free on Pornhub.
Oh, got it. I was like...
So, example. Alexis Texas, in their mentality, would be broke. No. She's doing just fine on OnlyFans.
Yeah. But now, I think it's, again, perspective of people, like, who's... I mean, everyone doesn't know what the porn world is like anyways, but it's a business. So it's how you run your business. And if you want to market and do things, then you do things proper channels. But some people think that they don't need to.
Yeah.
And so they do it themselves. But again, it's a marketing thing.
They don't get it. But I think all girls doing porn on their OnlyFans should do mainstream. That's what I think.
That's the right approach for you.
You have more views than Bad Bunny. Yeah.
You know the numbers?
Can you pull it up? What is Alexis? Do you have the most in the world?
I don't believe so. I don't know. I'm not a numbers person. You're throwing a lot of math over here.
I think you might have the most in the world.
I don't know about that. Is it because of you? Did you push it over top? How much on your IP?
I donated on your a good IP chunk, yeah. You know, like The Office is like the most watched thing on Netflix?
I did one of those parodies.
What'd you do?
I was in The Office. Well, I don't know, one of those character people.
Who were you?
I don't know. I don't watch that. But I was in an office. I'm like, I don't know.
And you fucked Michael Scott?
I don't even know who I fucked. I don't know who he was.
Wow, that's.
I don't really know if one of my, like, you know, I guess sometimes obviously a movie, there's four scenes and thing. I think it may have been filler. Like I was an office worker and fucked someone. I don't think I fucked a main character. So,
that's great.
You know, I just had a, you know, pencil skirt, glasses, called it a day.
Hey, how many 4th of July scenes have you done? I feel like those are all over the place.
You know, I don't know. I think that they lie to you. You know, I could say 4th of July is tomorrow and put it out. So, you know, I think it's perspective with that, too.
It's because of the Texas.
Maybe, you know, the patriotic thing, you know, so you like to play up the whole everything's
and
big.
And that's why.
Texas.
It's like the Cowboys are America's football team. You're America's porn star.
I like that.
That's what it is.
You can be like my spokesperson over here. Look, my little cheerleader. I like this.
It'd be an honor.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex? Are you one of those exhibitionist type people you like to do in public?
I do,
Have you been on the Mile High Club?
Mile High Club, I can't find a girl to do it with me. I asked Bree recently. She said no. She said
not even a little finger bang in the seat?
Not even a little finger bang in the seat.
Mm. Maybe she'll grow on her.
But I did have sex. What's that theater on Hollywood Boulevard or Santa Monica Boulevard? The Chinese theater?
Okay.
I had sex in the Chinese theater.
Wow. You didn't get caught?
No. There was like seven other people. Is with this, what do you call it? She does that stuff. Contortionist.
Move her arms?
A contortionist from Miami. Yeah, lovely lady. And she was in town and we went to see a movie.
How is that, having sex with a contortionist?
You know, it was not what I expected.
What were you expecting?
I expected to
like
put
some crazy moves. That's what I'm thinking. Like something's gonna be like.
I want to tie her like a pretzel.
Did you ask?
I did, and she said, "Oh, I do 3 hours of stretching before I work."
Oh, You should have said, hey, you start stretching now and I'll pick you up at the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be like transparent. I feel like sometimes you feel like maybe too nice of a guy that you don't know what you can get away with because sometimes you just overly say things. But right. if you in the what things that you need, then you say, hey, look, looking for that 3-hour stretch. Let's get it going on.
I'm with you.
I'm helping you.
So she
you
starts
out.
Giving me a blowjob in the Chinese theater. There's like 7 other people, but all in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just came on top and we did cowgirl.
You said?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite position?
Because of you, my lady. I was gonna say, reverse cowgirl.
I hate reverse, but you know.
Every girl does, right?
Because, you know, it's a leg workout. You know, I maybe got one or two. I'm a real like. But thoroughbred, and you know, when I used to do my scenes. So therefore, I like to work. I like to put in the work. And you know, you need to have your like reverse and cowgirl at the same time. It's probably not going to happen.
When you have off-camera sex now with a normal guy, do they all want the Alexis Texas show? They must.
I mean, I feel like Alexis Texas is a persona, but I also feel like I'm still me fucking, if that makes sense for you. So I feel like I'm always Alexis Texas when I fuck. Like
you
I'm
still just, love
I'm
sex.
Not a lazy fucker.
Okay.
I don't think I'm like, it's not my ammo.
Do you still love sex?
Of course. Who doesn't love sex? I mean.
Producer Terry.
He will tonight or tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
He's going to find his way to 100%. That whole thing. I like it. All right. We're going to get into Truth with Texas. I feel like you're ready for these spicy questions because you're just a spicy man. You've been doing all this pillow talk already. So I feel
like
you're
the best.
Warmed up. You're
I
warmed
you.
Up and ready to
Isn't she great?
Go.
She's great.
All right. Truth with Texas. There's romantic, kinky, spicy, and naughty. And I know you're probably all of these things, but we're going to find what your really deep down secrets are.
She's such a good host.
Naughty. High-end cuffs or blindfold?
Blindfold because I'm insecure.
Are you wearing the blindfold or are they?
No, baby girl is.
Okay, baby girl.
Yeah.
Have you blindfolded Brie?
We were so close to like last week, but we didn't. But she wears an eye patch.
Okay.
And I was going to, couldn't reach. It was like right there. We almost did.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Choked or spanked?
You know what? I like to choke the girl while I fuck them.
Have you ever made somebody pass out?
I've definitely come close.
Allegedly.
One time I was just, you fucking, you know, makeup sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like so mad at what they did like an hour before.
What'd they do? It was so bad.
I don't remember, actually.
So bad that you're strangling his butt.
You
so
know,
that's what gets your dick hard.
I know that sounds like I'm a sexual.
No, people like what they like. I feel like it's, I feel like for me with the fetish stuff is like, I'm not per se someone who's like someone to choke me like that, but I do like someone who knows what they're doing. And if I could be in that setting, like I'm not trying to be blacking out. Absolutely not.
But you like to be choked.
But if you know,
bit.
If you're choked or whatever, you're not going to leave your handprints, but there's ways to choke people that it actually is sensual and it brings out things in you that, you know, you keep.
I don't understand what's in it for girls, but hey.
Well, like, because you're trying to choke the shit out of her because you're not doing it for an erotic. You're not doing it for a sexual thing. You're doing it because you want to have control of her pussy and you want to own it. And you
exactly.
want to be like, bitch, you're mine.
That's what I like. Yeah.
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 You're like, I could read you. I could get it, Ryan. I understand what
yeah,
it
you
is.
Fucking can.
Do you like dirty talk?
Yeah.
What's your example of dirty talk? If you were talking dirty to talking dirty to Miss Texas, what would you be telling me in one of those 3,000 times that you've seen one of my movies?
I would I'd go full honesty, right? So I would be like, this is exactly what I fucking jerk off to. Now I'm sticking my cock. I've been thinking about this for fucking years. Oh, give me that fucking perfect ass. You know, I just speak the truth.
So you're just whatever's like,
your
on your head.
So fun. I compliment.
Visual, okay.
I compliment a lot. So it's not, I'm going to do this to you. I'm a bad boy. Call me daddy. It's your ass is so fucking perfect. Oh, I'm obsessed with you. Give me that fuck. Oh, I love your fucking asshole.
You want to be suffocated.
Yeah. I compliment. Like, oh, you're so fucking sexy, babe. I love your tight pussy. You know, shit like that.
Stuff like that.
Complimentary. Is that good?
I like it.
Thanks.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Why? Please. I didn't know this was a real thing for men. And then I was having a conversation with my my guy friends. And they were like, yeah. Happens. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And they're like, I bet you're thinking back, like, who's done it to you? I'm like, I don't think anybody could do that. And why do you do that?
Well, girls get so offended if you don't come. And it's like,
well, if you're having a one night stand, I could understand.
Sometimes I just can't bust. You know what? When I have a lot on my mind, got a busy day tomorrow, whatever. You know, sometimes your mind just goes elsewhere and you're not thinking about busting.
So then why are you fucking?
I don't know.
Why don't you just go jerk off?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
What's your biggest turn off?
Good question. Okay. And it happens every day now.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
The face.
Don't brag about which rapper or athlete DM'd you. Oh, people every just, girl
people
know.
People just openly say it.
That's all girls talk about. Oh, I'm so annoyed. Look who DM'd me again, Tyga. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Who cares? Who cares? He DMs everybody. I don't care.
Do you tell them that?
Yeah.
Did he DM your girlfriend at one point? You seem really upset that this is going.
You know, oh, Dan Bilzerian keeps watching my story. Oh, yeah, that annoyed
it's
you.
Like the clout
you're annoyed
chasing,
of that. You have to bring it up to me because you're annoyed. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Do you tell him that?
Yes.
If you told me that, I'd smack the shit out.
It's always the same names, too. No, I wouldn't say it to you. You brag whoever you want.
I'm not a bragger, nor do I answer DMs, but, you know.
I know I've DM'd you 14 times.
Don't worry, I'll follow you back. We'll put you at the top of the list.
Thank you, white girl politicking.
Because you're going to be putting my face on your hand, so it's going to happen.
I'm down. Let's do it.
So talk about the faked orgasm.
Okay. So, yeah, you know.
But no, is it just because your mind is too busy? Like, what are you like? Is there like a lead up? Do you like have a certain thing? What's your fake? What do you moan? Do you do a face? How do we know that you came?
I'm a loud comer.
Okay, so let's hear it. When you fake came,
I say yourself? Oh fuck multiple times.
Talk to Miss Texas.
Okay, Miss Texas. I give you a little heads up.
I love how you have to do the motion. You're like, let me get in the mood.
Yeah, yeah. I give you a little heads up. It's coming, baby. You know?
You're giving me a come countdown.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm going to come in your tight pussy. Oh, no. And then I ask, do you want me to come?
Yeah, come.
Yeah, come.
Come, Ryan.
Okay. And that gets me fucking fired up. Oh, and then as I scream, the girl usually kind of screams with you.
I don't hear you screaming.
I lost my voice. But, you know, do you want me to come?
Please, yeah, for
come.
Me. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, come. Oh, fuck. Oh.
Okay, so you put on the full show, basically.
Yeah.
Is. Okay.
I make it a big deal.
And then...
It's good. It's fun to do that. I used to as a kid.
It's fun to do that. That's misleading is why I feel like. Like, why can't you just be
Oh, honest? No, no. Sorry. That's how I actually come.
Oh. I was asking for your fake orgasm.
The fake orgasm. Okay. The fake is usually you can only
so
do
So it's worse
You
or
can
better,
only do it from like, behind. And guys that say they spit, that's bullshit. No one actually has like the timing to fucking or the steel surgeon hands to pull off a procedure like that.
The steel surgeon hands.
You know? Like, no one's doing that. But, you know, you just kind of pretend you pulled away. I've only done that maybe 3 times in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean, what do you prefer?
Okay. Because of podcasts like yours, or Call Her Daddy, whatever, girls now are talking about, look, 9,000, do this, oh, I fucking spit on it, it's all about this. And girls are steering away, though it's fun to mix in cool shit, they're steering away from the basics. Now every girl wants to be a porn star and suck dick like a porn star. I give the best blowjob. They listen to these podcasts. So every girl's doing this whole fucking... like.
Are you getting beat up by
that's
dicks?
That's what girls are doing now. Every porn... Dude, don't sleep on the good old classic. We like that. It's fun to do the... you know, mix it up. But don't only do that. So clean 80%. And then throw in your little tricks and, you know, Tony Hawk doesn't go Mick Twist 900, you know, backflip. He does up, down, boom, cool trick. That's how blowjob should be.
Thanks for explaining that to me. I was really,
you hear what I'm saying?
No, I get it. I feel like for me, I think that people, the same way in the reference of like people who don't have a booty, when you try to twerk, you probably shouldn't do it. You stick with what you're good at. You stick with, you find what your niche is. If it's deep throating and doing whatever,
then
deep throat away. But I feel like there's techniques. I think people focus on the wrong things where it's like, what works for you?
Yes. Yes, Alexis Texas.
What works for you?
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you role play?
Oh, I've never seen an extra inch come out like that in my life. This summer, I was dating a witch. Remember the witch, Terry?
Okay.
Scene, I should say. Nice lady. And she pretended that she had a 95 average, but she wanted to get into Harvard. Never done this, by the way. I've only done
pretended.
It once in my
okay.
life. Yeah.
Okay.
She said, wait here, be the professor. Just go with it. Okay, this summer. I've only done it one time in my life. So she says, I have a 95, but I need a 98 to get into Harvard. And you're the teacher who gave me the 92 on my science exam. If you can move that up to a 94, that'll bring my average up to 98. It'll get me into Harvard. I'm a good girl. I'm a virgin. I just want to go to Harvard so bad. to not disappoint my
parents.
Please,
teacher, please.
Yeah, change my grade. Holy shit. So she crawls in, and I'm going, absolutely not. That is not, you know, I fucking went into character, and I just did it.
Nice.
I was like, get the shit out of here. That's disgusting that the principal finds out about it. I could lose my job, for Christ's sake. And she goes, is there anything I can do? I've never done this before, but I'm like, stop it. If you wanted to go to Harvard, you should have worked hard on your grades. It's not up to, you know, and fucking Christ, my dick grew like another half dick.
Your true calling.
Oh
look.
My God. I was like, and I just kept yelling at her. And then while she started giving me head, the shit I was saying, it's fucked.
Disturbing.
So yeah.
Mind blowing.
One time, I've done it once in my life, and oh my God, I loved it.
You loved it. That's why you want to be a porn director. Now you want to just recreate it and get all those things out of your dirty head over there and like let them all happen.
You got it.
You got it. So you said you had 6 porn girls that you took down, but have you ever paid for sex?
Oh yeah. Yeah, about 23 times.
23 times.
Yeah.
Nice. What was the lowest denominator that you paid for?
I actually really like rub and tugs. Okay. But I don't know.
How much do you pay for it?
Rub and tug is usually like $80 for the massage and then like a bonus 60.
Do you try to bargain them down?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Like a 2-for-1?
Yeah. Tugs aren't. Do you think rub and tugs are cheating? That's a good debate we have.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I feel it depends on what kind of relationship that you are in. If you're in an open relationship where you're open, but not open where you're sharing partners, but open with what you like sexually and saying, hey, this is what it is that you want to do, and your partner doesn't have a problem with it, I don't think it's cheating. When you're hiding something and being sneaky about something, you can't be honest, that's cheating. It's a form. I don't think cheating is physical all the time. I think it's mental, emotional as well. So therefore, I feel like you can't be honest. Yes, I think it's cheating.
That's a good point.
But for me, I was in a relationship with, and someone in the industry, and we were honest of what kind of scenes we liked, like in the communication there. So it's like we had boundaries of what that is. But if you go outside that, then that's the fucked up part.
You know, the word, like texting good morning with a heart to someone else is much worse than getting wanked.
Well, because it's an emotional attachment where most people can just think of sex as just sex, and people don't do sex for what it's supposed to do, and they do it for recreational purposes or used type of situations.
That's all good, Brie. You want to go fuck Johnny Sins this weekend? Have fun.
So you'd be okay with that?
But if she replies hard eyes to some fucking like Abercrombie model?
But would you be in the situation where you want to know that she's going to go fuck him, or if she just did, as long as you don't know? Because I feel like you wouldn't really be okay with that.
You're right.
You'd be questioning your own
dick.
You're
right, I'm a coward. I'm talking a big
game. I'm like, you would question your own dick and you want her to have a blindfold. We need to be fucking porn stars over here. I think you're just doing yourself an injustice. We want her to stay around.
You're right, Alexis. You're absolutely correct.
I just want her to be on my side, so when my face is on your hand, she won't be upset with me.
What was this question, by the way? We really steered away, I believe.
Do you role play?
Oh.
But we role played. It didn't steer away because then it went to your directing of a porn debut.
Right.
It all works and it all ties.
You are the best.
At Private Talk, we do what we want.
Mrs. Texas.
Because it's my show. Given or received golden showers, are you into that kind of play?
What is with that? No.
Have you ever been pissed on?
No. And I think that's so weird.
Okay.
You have trauma from your childhood if you're peeing or getting peed on.
Why?
What is wrong with you?
I've peed on lots of people. I had a pee fetish for a long time, and nothing's wrong with me.
How does that even, you're having sex or you're kissing?
It's not about the sex part. It has nothing to do with fucking part. I would pee on them after I fucked them.
Can you explain?
Because it was a dominant thing.
So he's a little cuck bitch boy.
No.
So what nothing, is
I fucked and got off whatever, but I wanted to feel, it made me feel empowered, and I just felt very like, I'm an alpha already, so for me being sexual, I like to be, I'm a sub. So it was me like maybe taking my power back.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Where do you pee though on his face?
No, I'm not into that. I just like to pee. Like I have peed on someone's head before, but that wasn't someone that I actually liked. That was just because they wanted me to do it and I said fine.
Okay, what is wrong with that guy?
I don't know. Maybe he likes the warmness of my pee, or maybe just because it was my pee, who knows?
Weird.
So you're not drinking any.
What is wrong with people? And then I'm sure because you're the booty queen, people have asked you for poops to shit, right?
No. I mean, for
like
me,
on OnlyFans.
I mean, I don't, for me, I also feel like I'm not that type of hardcore performer, so I don't think I get asked crazy things
but
like
you've
that.
Got the ass.
Yeah, but I feel like people, the intimidation, I don't think really people are gonna like ask me that. Okay. I haven't had that happen to me. Are you into that?
No. What's wrong with people?
Do I need to know something?
You know, I like to just have my missionary sex.
The missionary?
Go to bed. Call you know, people are shitting and pissing. That wasn't ever part of the plan.
Yeah, I feel like that's, again, more psychological. That's a psychological
it's a dominant,
thing. Like
submissive. You fucking lunatics.
All right, kinky questions. Bondage, yes or no?
Never tried it. I'm into it.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'd like to tie up Brie into a little fucking turkey. You know what I mean?
Okay, what would you do with her?
You know, I do see when we go to like the sex conventions, people have feathers and they tickle them.
That'd feel nice.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, easy. You know, get into it.
Then you can fuck them and they can't do anything. That's kind of cool. All
right.
You can't do shit. Beg for me to stop. That's hot.
Quickest orgasm.
The second time me and Brie had sex.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Yeah, 4 pumps. Like, it was so embarrassing.
So the epitome of like 4-pump jump?
I sat on the edge of the bed and she rubbed my back. I was just naked, shivering.
Did she feel bad for you? Is that why she came back?
I'm like, did you, you know, like that Wolf of Wall Street scene? It was just like that. Just like, did you, and she's like, it's okay. We'll do it again sometime. Then the third time we had sex, now I'm scared shitless.
Because you don't want to fail again.
Don't come fast. Don't, guess what happens when you say don't come fast? You come fast. So then we went through a little bit where she's like, I'm dating a quick comer. I'm like, baby, this isn't me. You're in my head. Mm-hmm. Now that we're talking about it again, I might come fucking fast again.
Please
get
don't.
Nervous.
That's tragic. I don't want that on you. I mean,
you must have had some quickies, eh? Yeah.
Maybe earlier on, maybe like before, but I'm very picky who I have sex with in my personal life. So therefore, I'm not. They need to come with the A game, and I don't think anybody's come with like horrible. I've had horrible sex, and I just didn't repeat it. Actually, I tried to repeat a fan and make it correct, but it still was horrible. You just don't.
I'll
try
bet
it again.
Because you're so intimidating. That guys can't get hard.
But I don't
for
think
you.
I'm intimidating to everyone. I'm intimidating to you, but I don't feel like some people.
No, you're intimidating to everybody.
To everybody? That's just it?
Everybody.
I mean, I am single, so maybe you're right. I don't know.
Everyone, you scare the shit out of everyone. But I bet you guys often will not get hard for you, not because you're not hot, obviously.
I've never had that happen.
Really?
No. Not happening. What would you say is your favorite or your most skill, sex skill? Sex skill you're most proud of?
I'm so good at fingering.
What makes you good at fingering?
My thing.
And who's still, this is still a thing? People do this?
Fingering is back.
Okay. Making a comeback.
I'm bringing it back.
Okay. I like that. I mean, fingerings were great.
Yeah.
You know?
Girls like fingering more
finger
than pussy eating.
Is a good thing. I don't know about that. I need both.
And you've been away for 6 years. Let me tell you what's been going down.
Talk to me, Ryan.
Yeah.
What's the game plan? Because apparently I'm having a comeback that someone lied to you about, but, you know, it's okay. Let's
And we
about
can't
it.
Wait.
I feel like you just want to simply put that in my head, be like, hey, just in case.
You ever seen the movie Inception?
Yes.
You know?
I have, yeah.
There you go. So fingering, I used to do DJ diddles on the clit.
Okay.
And then you'd swoop in a little bit, and I used to think to just go like that. I was doing it wrong my whole life. Then I'd go down like Charlie Brown and mix it up. What girls love is... the come here, right? And you just, dude, I don't even touch the clit anymore. And I tell girls, I'm going to make you squirt for your first time. That's my move.
So are you a squirt? Or you make girls squirt?
I make girls squirt because, you know, you go up top, right?
I can make girls squirt. I know that. I know the technique.
That's the technique. Yeah. And then you go faster and you pull harder. And just as it's about to come, you really push on that, whatever that thing is. Boom. And you pull it. And then, oh my God, Ryan made me squirt. That makes the group chat the next day. Mm. I'm cool.
So do these people get your, are you saying that to your group chat, you're squirting? Who are the girls involved in the group chat now? They're all comparing because it's this ranking system?
100%. I was sex with Ryan. You know what? He made me squirt for my first time. That's sick.
That makes it hard.
It's a great great headline, you know?
Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
I'm too kinky?
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty vanilla. I've had girls, though, that, you know, okay, open that drawer. What time this girl goes, yeah, go open that drawer. I'm like, Jesus fucking, what are you doing? It was like a toy box of a spoiled Disney kid.
Sounds
you know?
Like fun.
Yeah, but how many guys are coming here? Like, where's this bit? That's weird.
Yeah.
First time?
You're going to come with your sex toys.
Yeah, first time?
I used to do my Fleshlight, and I would send it home with them.
you fleshlight on a guy?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Because it's great. And I'm like straddling them. And it's like you're fucking two of my pussies. Yeah.
Oh, an Alexis Texas fleshlight.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do I get that in a loop bag on my way out, by the way?
You don't. Only when you fuck me. And I'm sorry, that's not happening. You have a girlfriend, remember? And, you know, I'm single.
So. Would I have had a...
No, I'm sorry.
Look. Stay friends.
Let's stay friends. You know, I like that. You know, I'll give you a hug. You're like...
I didn't even get
you
one
have
on
any
the way
friends?
In.
You have any friends?
I have friends.
Mm, that's okay.
I'm not your type.
You're not my type.
What's wrong with you?
That's for your show. You can ask me. Okay. Your show. What's your favorite time of day to have sex?
Wow. You have the best questions ever.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Coming from another podcaster.
You're so much better than me. You are great.
I'm sure you're great.
Okay. I love after dinner or before dinner nap. Afternoon delight.
Oh.
You know, like, let's take a nap, baby. Let's take a nap. Let's fuck when we wake up. Let's fuck when we wake up. And then, actually, let's just fuck right now. That. I like that. You know, the after a date sex before bed is kind of just like too much pressure. You know, you get home.
I feel
home.
Like you have a performance anxiety.
Maybe a little bit.
Just go with the flow. Don't overthink it.
When's your time, favorite time?
Nighttime. Right before bed.
So we're not compatible.
No, see? All right, romantic questions. You seem like you're a romantic. What's the most romantic thing you've done for a partner?
First date with my ex-girlfriend, Ariane. She lost her bracelet that her now dead grandmother gave her. She was dead, but gave it to her while she was alive, of course, because dead people can't give gifts. She lost her bracelet. I found it. It was at a club I was working at. And I asked her on a date. And I said, I'll pick you up at this time. How about this? Okay. Oh, I told her, I have your bracelet. She goes, can I get it back? I said, you have to go on a date with me to get it back. Okay. Pick her up in a limo. And then it was a scavenger hunt with the limo going to all these different bars where I knew like the people that worked there that would say like, you have to do this shot. Then here's your next clue. Then she had to guess which bar we'd go to next. Then we go back in the limo. Then at the end, we go to a bar where it was all my friends working and they all clapped and they opened the treasure box with the bracelet.
That's cute.
Legendary first date.
I like that.
Thank you.
What happened?
We had sex.
I know, but she's an ex now.
Oh, we went to Miami and she dumped me on the beach.
Aw, bitch.
On the beach.
Bitch.
10-day trip, second day of the trip.
You know you have bad luck with trips. People.
Yeah, what is wrong with that?
Dinner date or movie date?
Movies are stupid dates because you mean at the movies or at home?
Whichever you prefer.
You know, going to the movies, first date.
I hate it.
You have 8 minutes to deliver your best, material.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah. And then what? Okay, did I make her laugh while we're ordering fucking popcorn and discussing diet or non-diet Pepsi? You know? Sure, we want some nibs. Great. What else? That's all we talked about? Now you're in the movie. You're like, that's sexual assault. Do I touch your leg? That's sexual assault. Not enough time. Dinner.
Dinner.
Dinner's great.
Okay.
And you know what you do? You get them drunk at dinner and you get hammered with them at dinner. You make it like...
Loosen them up.
Let's have fun. Drunk dates are the best dates.
Okay. Why are they the best dates?
Because
like,
you open up. You don't. Okay. You stop fucking the whole like, well, I wanted to go to law school, but then my fuck all that. You right away, you go, two shots tequila, two espresso martinis, and a bottle of wine. Cheers. Let's have fun. That's how you have a date.
See you in rehab in 5 years.
Then you get hammered. Yes. But then you don't have sex.
Oh.
You get hammered with them and then you say, let's Uber home. You kiss them in the back of the Uber. You get the door for them. And
are you getting her an Uber X or pool or like a black car?
I go black with girls, okay. Always.
Good job.
Can't look.
Gentlemen.
Can't look that poor. Yeah. That's just for my insecurities.
Have you ever taken a call during sex?
Yeah.
What was this phone call that was so important?
Have you?
No. Oh. I have had it sent to me before. I was very upset.
Yeah, right?
Yes, rude. It's something that you cannot wait. Don't ruin the mood.
I was auditioning for a Netflix show.
Okay.
Called, what was it called? Sleepless Nights. Sunset Nights. They're shooting it now. I didn't get it because I'm Canadian. But Netflix is calling.
Okay.
See ya. That's get the fair. Fuck off me.
Was it Brie?
It wasn't Brie. We haven't met yet. Yeah. But, It said Netflix. And I was like,
important, important.
I launched her across the fucking room. Hello? Because you're Canadian and you couldn't get your visa and you already had 4 months and you only get 6 months out of the year, we can't do it, but we'll keep you in mind. Oh, dick just went in my body.
I was going to say, did you just keep fucking or were you fucked after that because of that whole call?
She's like, what's wrong, baby? I'm like, I'm stuck here in Canada again, babe.
Sounds tragic. I'm sorry that happened to you. Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
I tried multiple times with
you. But it actually worked. Something that actually worked.
I'll tell you my trick.
Let's hear it. Professional.
I try not to that much because people say that, you know, oh, that guy. Yeah, he's DM'd me. I don't want to.
That's why you were so mad about the rapper and
yeah,
whoever else they're fucking.
I don't know why they're DMing so many people, by the way. Like, Diplo's got to relax.
You know what I mean? I love how you casually name drop. I love it.
Yeah. But I don't DM girls a lot because they do that. Like, oh, I'm hanging out with Ryan tonight. Oh, look, he fucking always hits me up. It's embarrassing. And girls show their boyfriends that, then the guys don't like you. I try not to.
Have you ever had a boyfriend come up to me like, why are you DMing my girl?
No, because I'm honestly, I'm good for that. Okay. I'm good for that. But when I do shoot my shot, I do this every time. Same move. Can you do me a favor? Now you want to know what the fuck is this guy asking?
Okay.
Like, we're talking girls that we're batting up, like punching up.
How many favors did you ask me in my DMs?
Go look. I had a conversation with myself.
Did you?
How's really? The weather today?
I can't wait to look after this.
I got to go. Terry, can you go do some unsense for me? Can you do me a favor?
Okay.
You say, what? You know, sure. I DM a picture of you to yourself and I say, can you introduce me to her? It's good.
Look at you.
It's good.
Look at you. That's cute. It's cute.
Thanks.
Does it actually work?
Yeah, girls end up, they usually, like, they go with the joke.
Like, oh my God, here, let me have my number.
They talk in third person. They say, oh, she's a little busy right now, but let me check with her. And then I say, okay, we'll have her email.
Are you doing this on OnlyFans subscriptions?
No.
I'm like, where is this platform? I'm like, because I know a lot of girls that talk like this too.
I can't believe how many guys are still talking. No one runs their own account. But hey, go get them, Tiger.
Go get them. I feel like people don't really care sometimes. You know?
That's fucked up if you think about it, though.
It is. But I mean, it's, like, it's the same reason why when they put fake pictures and saying that you're doing all these services that aren't true, and then they just, you know, it's a network, it's a business, and it's shitty.
It's weird.
That's why you trademark.
Like, you are spending money to talk to Terry on behalf of, that's weird.
Hey, do what you want. Spicy questions. What's something that you would not do sexually? Totally off limits. Never going to try it.
I don't want to get pegged.
No pegging for you. You like it licked, but nothing penetrating.
Yeah, lick, maybe a little finger.
Have you ever had a toy?
Up my ass?
Yes.
No. See, that's what I meant.
Off limits.
That's kind of crazy.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not against any, like, yeah, gay people are cool. I love gay people, but that's fucking gay.
Okay. Has anybody ever thrown up on you during sex?
No. But recently, let me show you something. A girl on... Sorry.
What are you watching porn over there?
That was us.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't post our story yet. I'm scared that it's going to delete because it's so important to me. But I brought a girl on a date recently.
Okay.
Let me show you this. True story, eh, Terry? At Mademoiselle. Shout out to Peter Gerges. And look at this. A girl fucking threw up on me.
What the fuck?
Let's go. Just.
Were you trying to hit on her and you just didn't like what she said?
I was promoting a night in Toronto, an event, and it was like her pre-drink restaurant, and I invited her, and then she gets there, and she just pukes all over me. Never met her before. What the fuck?
Did you have to go home?
Yeah, I did.
I was like, after that, the party's over. I'm like, I cannot, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Have you been puked on?
No. I feel like usually girls would be the ones throwing at me sometimes.
Was that more of like a deep throat question?
No, I mean, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
That way. I'm like, yeah. Have you ever fallen asleep during sex or any sexual act?
That's crazy. Okay. I had sex with a girl once in high school that fell asleep, and I immediately pulled out and I went, oh my God. That was consensual at the beginning, and I swear I only did one pump when I noticed.
But we already know that you can four pump and then jump. So you don't know what
this. I said, this is fucking. I'm like, I want to turn myself into the police. I did one pump while you were asleep. That's fucked. but we started together. Oh my God. And she's like, it's fine. I'm sorry. I'm so drunk. That we stayed friends and hung out and had sex multiple other times. We joke about it still today. I was like, wow, that is kind of like the closest I'll ever get to, like, you know.
You shocked yourself. Last question. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually?
Wow. That's a good one.
Laying them all out.
Yeah.
See, we get to know each other, private talk, you know?
Oh, you're the best. What a host. Embarrassing sexually. Okay. I was having a threesome with this girl I really liked.
Okay.
And my friend Matt, she said, it's my birthday and it's my fantasy to have sex with two guys at once.
Nice.
This girl, I really liked her. And I said, okay. All right, babe. Like, I really wanted to, like, date her and, like, marry her. Like, really, really liked her. And we were having sex for, like, a month or two at this point. We weren't boyfriend, girlfriend yet, but we were getting there. And I said, let's do this once, but then I get it with one of you and your friends.
Okay.
And then we'll go exclusive and we'll become boyfriend, girlfriend. So right before, so we had it planned. Okay, we'll do it, me and Matt, and then we'll do your friend Janelle and me. Cool. So first we're going to do the two buddies. And that's cool, I guess, my buddy Matt. So, I start having sex with her. Again, I really like this girl. And, you know, she's, she's giving Matt a blowjob. And Matt comes in and she's supposed to give me head. She couldn't even put my penis in her mouth. She was too busy going, oh my fuck. Holy fucking shit. I'm like, I can't date this girl. Show's over. We're done.
Where's your dick limp?
Yeah. It's over.
This is why you have performance anxiety.
Matt.
I hope you're not friends with Matt anymore.
He's a good guy. He sold my house.
Did you have any more threesomes with Matt after that happened?
Fuck that. I'm done with two dude threesomes, by the way. What is wrong with me? I did way too many of those growing up. We
way
thought it was
fun.
Way
too many of those? Like, this happens all the time.
We used to do them a lot.
What's going on in Toronto?
Yeah, losers, right? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
I didn't say that. We were just being sexual.
It was just like if one of us struck out, okay, join me.
Was it a tag team type of situation or you're just like lining up?
Yeah, it was like cool to do it, I think.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
Yeah, one.
How many people?
Seven guys, seven hookers. In Cancun at a place called Pleasure Principal.
Oh.
2013.
Special place in your heart?
February 2013.
Clearly it has to.
So it's a whorehouse called Pleasure Principal.
Okay.
Is that rude to say whorehouse?
I mean, I don't know.
Prostitute home.
Okay.
And they all line up and we say, okay.
Where the prostitutes reside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, they line up.
You pick. There's all these rooms. And we said, you guys just want to do it together. Let's go. It's like 6 a.m. in Cancun after a long night. So we go in a room not much smaller than this. Probably about this size. And we all just threw our condoms on. And we had a good time.
Do you, like, switch condoms at any point at that time? Like, how does that really work?
No, which we thought about later that if we could have fucked their shit up.
Yeah, it's cross-contaminating. Interesting. I'm trying to see how this happens.
We were protected.
Because it's Mexico. Everything's protected in Mexico, you know? Just drink some tequila and it goes away. Is that the motto of what goes on?
At least we wrapped it up.
So you, okay, I told the last question, but now I'm curious. Because I feel like you're so open and you had friends with your friend Matt just fucking your girl that you really liked, that you had this contract that you're going to be exclusive after, which is mind-blowing in itself.
Yeah.
But do you guys, like, circle jerk and watch porn and just jerk off together?
Yeah, that's how I started jerking off. In grade 6, we'd go to my friend David's house, and we'd play a game called Towels and Blankets. And you put a towel, put a towel or a blanket over you, and we put on channel 11 called Blur Nuit, which was the free porn channel before we discovered you, of course. And we would race to the finish. First one to come.
Towels. So it's a game, too?
Towels and blankets. That's how I started jerking off.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm glad I asked this question.
So I never actually circle jerked as a grown-up. But technically, yeah, I did. We played towels and blankets. And we played, like, until grade 9, grade 10.
Okay.
Towels and blankets.
Who was always the first winner?
My friend Marty was just bang, always. I'm like, you're fast.
don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but
me neither.
There you go.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about you. I love it. That's truth with Texas. You succeeded. I mean, did you like the game?
Loved it. And you're the best.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas?
When's
I know I'm
going to
be your, you know, guest, but
I can't wait. When is the last time you had sex?
A month or two.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
With who?
None of your business.
Are you having sex with celebrities, millionaires, normal ass dudes, ex-male porn sex workers, current male sex workers? Which one?
You'll never know.
And I have no chance.
Nope. Not at all.
All right.
Thank God for Brie. But you do have a chance for me to be with you forever once you put my face on your hand, because I think that's lovely.
We will.
That's
we'll
the
that.
Way we'll reunite, right? Yeah. Like that. That's our special place. You know what I mean? You'll always think about me and thinking about it.
I'm a lefty.
I'll always be with you. See, that's the way we can have a relationship.
I'm in.
You're in? Got it. So let us know where we can support you.
This was my favorite podcast I've ever done.
I love that. Thank you so much. You're so kind. Tell us where we can support you, follow you, and all of those things.
It's Ryan Pownall. And I don't say it's this. It's Ryan Pownall, ITS.
Okay.
And then at Pillow Talk with Ryan. That's our show. All right. We're going to have Alexis Texas on soon. Thank God I've done her 400 times. Terry, did you unsend them? Okay.
Ryan Pownall, thank you so much for sitting down at Private Talk and letting us get to know you a little bit more intimately. Thank you, Private Talk. Until we meet again. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.